Disease and illness were a sign of sin and punishment from God. A person who was disabled in some way was made that way because he was guilty of some sin. Physical healing was a sign of being restored back into God's grace. Healing really was being saved. But in today's gospel, the story is about more than just one man being saved and thus healed. We are told that the person being saved, Bartimaeus, is a blind man and a beggar. As such, he would be an outcast. Yet, it is here at the lowly margins of society that faith is found. By calling out to Jesus for pity, Bartimaeus demonstrates his faith, and he calls Jesus the Son of David, a title reserved for the Messiah. Mark is saying the lowly, outcast, blind beggar not only has greater faith than most in his society, but in recognizing Jesus as the Messiah, also has greater vision. He does want his sight restored, but he is asking for so much more. In today's gospel, Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem to fulfill the Father's will and to embrace his own suffering and passion. The miracles he performs along the way are a sign that the kingdom of God is at hand. When Bartimaeus is healed, he immediately follows Jesus, meaning he is following Jesus to his passion and death. By following Jesus, Bartimaeus demonstrates that he gets it. He understands. This is what Jesus means by your faith has saved you. He tells Bartimaeus to go on his way. And what is the way of Bartimaeus? He immediately follows Jesus because Jesus is the way. That is salvation. When he tells Jesus he wants to see, he is really asking for spiritual insight, for the vision to see reality as it truly is. That is the request to which Jesus responds, "Your faith has saved you." And here we are, over 2,000 years later. Do we get it? As some of our Protestant brothers and sisters like to say, are we saved? Are we willing to embrace the suffering of Christ? Do we pick up our crosses and follow Jesus into the suffering and pain and blood of his passion? As with so much of the Gospels, we are invited to insert ourselves into the story and take the place of the blind beggar. We are the ones who must be open enough to the gift of faith to ask not for something material, but for spiritual insight and vision. We are encouraged to understand that this is how we will see. Salvation consists of not just accepting Jesus as the Savior, but also in picking up our crosses and joining him in his passion and suffering. Christ's suffering is all around us. Are we blind like most people in our society, or do we see like Bartimaeus? In this Mass, we are about to celebrate the sacrifice of Jesus. But the importance of our celebration doesn't end at the altar. It goes out into the world. The passion and suffering of Christ is there in the world. Do we cast off our cloaks, beseeching Jesus for sight, and upon receiving it, immediately follow him? Have you been healed? Has your sight been restored? Do you see and understand? Are you saved? Please stand. Let us recite together the Nicene Creed.